I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And today, we have a very special show for you. We're going to be talking about a great many cool things, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of... Oops, I hit the wrong button. There we go. The International Association of Internet Broadcasters. I'm still getting used to my buttons, so you'll have to bear with me. At any rate, I'm glad to be doing a show for you today. It's been a while. I've got something for you, maybe, possibly. This is a Parrot Bebop drone. See that? Isn't that cool? Still brand new in the box. Never even been... I covered my lights up, but that's okay. Never even been flown. Still in the box. Brand new. And I'm selling it on eBay as an auction. So get out there and check it out on eBay. I've been selling a lot of stuff on eBay lately. I've been going through the old stack of stuff over here and going through and selling stuff. So there you go. At any rate, I trust you're having a good weekend. I'm having a good weekend. I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. Windows 7. I know some of you are going, what? Yes, Windows 7 is off support as of earlier this week. So it's no longer supported at all. No more security updates. It's DOA. DOA. That's dead on arrival. No, no. It's dead in the water. D-O-I-W. Dead in the water. So, there you go. Now, what you can do, though, is you can go to a different operating system if you've been using Windows 7. And have I got an operating system for you? It's called Xorin OS. It is a version, a distribution of Linux, which, as you know, I am quite fond of Linux. And Xorin OS is my current favorite desktop Linux. It's actually called Xorin OS. They're not emphasizing the Linux part because it is so Windowsy. You know, for Windows users, it works very well and very easily for them. Okay? And so I have a demo of it that I want to show you right now. So here we go. All right, gang, what I want to show you this week is my new favorite version of Linux for the desktop. It's actually been my favorite before, but now it is again. So, as most of you know, it's interesting with Linux distributions. There's one for everybody. Literally, there are thousands of them. This particular one is called Xorin. You can see down here the Z for the start button. This is Xorin Linux or Xorin OS because they call it Xorin OS to really kind of get away from the idea that it's just another Linux. They're looking at developing this as an operating system that will be useful for people that are Windows centric. Okay, so it gives you a little more comfort if you're a Windows user to move to Xorin OS. Now, I've customized it a bit, as you can tell here with the Enterprise. Put a background on the desktop that I really like, but, you know, that's just me. I've also customized the way the date displays down here and a few other little minor things. But for the most part, this is stock Xorin Lite. Now, it's light because it will, it's kind of, all the bloatware is taken out of it. It's a kind of a stripped down version that will run on older hardware. And this is a great distribution to use if you do want to revive older hardware. Now, this particular system that I'm running it on right now is a Dell laptop. It's a Core i5 processor, and it's not a bad laptop. I mean, you know, it's got decent specs, but it's certainly not blazing fast with Windows. It's just kind of okay with Windows. But with Xorin, it is super fast and smooth, which I really like. Now, I'm going to run a little program here called Stacer, which is an open source program available for Windows. You can see the CPU is clocking in about 25-26%. I'm using 1.9 gig of my 16 gig of memory. So as you can see, specs on this laptop aren't that bad. I've got a solid state drive that's a 250 gig solid state drive. And we've got 89 gig available after installing Xorin. It's running Xorin OS 15.1. CPU shows is an i5-3340M, which is their mobile processor that they made back in, 2013-14. It's a single processor, but four cores. CPU speed of 2.7 gigahertz. So, not a bad machine, but not a super fast machine either, particularly running Windows. But with Xorin, like I said, it is really, really fast. Now, let me give you a feel for that. If I go over here, you can see how Windowsy this is. I also have Wine installed so that I could run certain Windows programs natively. When I say natively, Wine is not an emulator, so it's not really emulating Windows. It's using the Windows API calls. That's what it's supporting. But what I want you to see here is the Office that's installed. This is LibreOffice, which is what I normally install on Windows anyway. If I were to launch Calc, you can see how fast it comes up. I'm going to close it out altogether, come back, and launch Writer. And again, very, very fast. Now, the great thing about LibreOffice, as you know, is that it will read and write regular Microsoft Office files. So it is an excellent tool that allows you to interchange documents with folks that are running Windows. Now, under Internet, I've got some programs that are kind of unique to me. 4K video downloader, YouTube downloader for audio as well. So I've got video and audio that I can download off of YouTube. I'm using the Brave web browser, which the other computer curmudgeon that I talk about sometimes turned me on to. I really like the Brave web browser. And if I were to crank it up here, you would see that this looks and acts just like Brave on Windows. This is the Linux version of Brave. It's not running under Wine. This is the actual Brave browser for Linux. So I'm not losing anything there. I'm doing just what I'm used to. Chromium is the Chrome that runs on Linux. It's the open source version. I have Dropbox installed. I have FileZilla and I have Firefox. Firefox comes installed on Xorin right out of the box. Ramina is a VNC tool that allows me to connect to Windows boxes that I have that I also manage here on my network. So that's what that's for. And then Thunderbird Mail. If I click Thunderbird Mail, again, you can see just how fast that comes up. This is my email. And I really like it. It's simple, straightforward as an email system. So that's pretty neat. If I go to multimedia, I've got Audacity for my audio. Cheese, which allows me to use the webcam that's built into the laptop here. Then I've got VLC, which again is one of my favorite audio programs for listening to audio. It'll play anything, both the Windows version and the Linux version, and operates exactly the same way in either case. Simple Screen Recorder is what I'm using to actually record my screen right now. If I go to Graphics, I've got the GIMP, which a lot of you know how on Windows, the GIMP kind of takes a while to start up. It's a little bit slow, even on a fast machine normally. Let me click it here and check out how fast the GIMP comes up under Zorin. This is nice to have that kind of speed and response on what under Windows would be a fairly tired laptop. So, you know, I like that. Let's go to games. It has some games installed here. I went ahead and installed Frozen Bubble because that's about the only game that I really care anything about. I'm not a gamer, but I really like Frozen Bubble. If you haven't played Frozen Bubble, then hey, come on. You haven't lived yet. Go out and get Frozen Bubble. Now, under development, this is interesting. This is Notepad QQ. Now, you may say, Dr. Bill, what in the world is Notepad QQ? Well, in the Windows world, have you ever heard of Notepad++? Some of you use Notepad++. Let me bring up Notepad QQ, and you see how fast that comes up. But you'll also notice that it looks and acts just like Notepad++. Now, this that came up is an XML file that I use to operate speakfaith.tv, our video channel that I have. And this is a program from today, January 15th, Dr. Rick Renner. And so I've pasted that in there. But you notice the pretty printing works. That's a term they use in coding, pretty printing, that shows you how your code looks. It also has the line numbering. Very, very nice. And if you're used to Notepad++, Notepad QQ will look exactly like you want it to. So now, I mentioned Wine. Let me show you this. Now, this is eSword. eSword is an application that I have long recommended. It is the best Windows software for Bible reading and Bible study. Here, it is running on Linux. This is Zorin Linux. If I double-click it here, and that will start eSword. Now, keep in mind that this is running via Windows APIs under Linux, even though it is a Windows program. Now, we come into eSword here, and you can see we've got the King James. We also have the KJV Plus, which has the Strong's numbers here. So if I were to decide to look at this word born, if I click on the G1080 there, it will come up and show me what that word means. There we go. I have to basically float over it. There we go. G1080. That's what I was looking for. So born is ginao, to procreate, properly the father, by extension the mother, figuratively to regenerate, bear, beget, be born. So you can actually look up your Greek words here. Anytime I float over something, it's going to highlight it and show what it says. But I've got all these other translations here too. The Amplified, that's the Amplified Classic. New Living Translation up here that we can choose. And today's Living, I believe, or no, Tree of Life. That's the Tree of Life version. If I float over, you'll tell me what it is. This one is the Passion Translation. All of these different translations, a bunch of them, are all available here. Now, they're not all installed by default. I've installed them. Some of them I've had to pay for. Some are free and available. One that you have to pay for instance, is the Amplified, I believe. And I know the Message is one you have to pay for. But at any rate, this is literally a Windows program. So you can run certain Windows programs under Wine on Linux. So I'm not giving up any of the software that I absolutely need. In my case, I really love eSword, so that's a big one for me. But anyway, I wanted to show you Zorin. I love Zorin Linux. It is my desktop of choice for Linux, particularly for my laptop. This is my literal laptop that I use every day. And I'm really excited about it. I wanted to share it with you. So, if you're switching off of Windows 7 because it's now out of support as of a few days ago, officially out of support, don't just think about switching to Windows 10, although you could go that way. You can go for $0. You can download Zorin OS Lite and have this functionality and speed on your machine. Even if it's not the latest, greatest computer, it'll still run, as my dad used to say, like a scared rabbit. Now, wasn't that cool? I love Zorin. It is so fast. You saw how fast it was. And it will run Windows programs under Wine. Now, not every Windows program will run, but a lot of them do, like eSword did in that demo. So, come on, folks. You got a way to go from Windows 7. You don't have to go to Windows 10 if you don't want to. Now, you can. Don't get me wrong. I use Windows 10 on my desktop that I'm using right here, right now, to run OBS software. I'm using it. But I use Zorin for my laptop that I have over in the living room. So there you go. I use it all the time. It's really, in one sense, kind of my primary machine because I'm in there doing stuff as much as I'm in here in the office doing stuff. Okay? So, use it. It's good for you. And there's many other things coming, too. I'm going to be updating the website, the drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Do I have a button for that? I don't have a button for that. I should make a button. Oh, well, anyway, I'll put it up here anyway. There. DrBill.tv, DrBill.tv, as it says there on the screen. I need a button. I'll make one. At any rate, so, I trust you're having, like I said, a good weekend, and that you enjoyed my overview of Zorin, and that it was useful. We're going to be doing more useful things. I'm going to try to do more programs more often now that I've got the whole setup here working, well, sort of working. I still need more buttons, but I'll get them. So remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.